Mass shootings in recent years have led gun control groups to look closely at how people in the U.S. get access to firearms. To that end, they have turned their attention to Facebook, where gun sellers can connect with gun buyers. Gun control advocates have urged Facebook to ban all posts advertising guns. Facebook recently announced that it wasn't willing to go that far, but said it would tighten its rules. Scott Graff of Boise State Public Radio looks into whether that will be enough to satisfy critics.
That ease of access to guns, though, through Facebook groups, worries Dan Gross. He's the president of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. Online gun posts, he says, worry him more than what happens at gun shows.
The reason that they're more dangerous, actually, than even gun shows and the unlicensed sales that take place there is, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 a year. I think their policy is a very dangerous one because it allows dangerous people to continue to get their hands on weapons far too easily.
But not all gun control groups are upset. Some have even applauded Facebook. Pia Carasone with the group Americans for Responsible Solutions says the changes are substantial.
For us, we are founded by two people who believe strongly in the Second Amendment, who are gun owners themselves, and who understand that, especially in rural places of America, potentially like Idaho, there's a legitimate use for a social network like Facebook to buy and sell all sorts of things, and that includes firearms.